I am in the middle of the crowd, totally surrounded by people. I cannot see anything. I look up to the faces of the adults who are all looking in the same direction. Breathing a sigh of relief, I follow their gaze. Sorry, I cannot see! I repeat my pleas as I nudge and step on their toes, trying to get to the front. Finally, I see a clearing between people's legs. I try to push my way through, but they are so engrossed in what's going on that they do not move. Determined, I get on my hands and knees and crawl through the brown forest of legs up to the front. There he is. I stand and find myself almost face to face with him, separated by only 15 feet. Automatically, I raise my scarf to cover my head and face. My heart beats wildly. Fear seeps into my body. He is looking at me. He can see me. What if he escapes and kills me? I take a step back, leaning into the crowd for protection. The crowd vibrates with anticipation and energy, closing in around the prisoner, glaring at him. I have never seen an execution before. Rage heats up my body. Seeing only one of them killed is not enough. His face reveals nothing. His lips do not beg for mercy. He sits propped up on a high-backed chair on a gravel hill that serves as a stage. He is dark and wears the black clothes of the Khmer Rouge, the black clothes I still wear. His matted hair is sweaty and he hangs his head to focus on his feet. The rough hemp rope that binds his feet together is so tightly tied that it draws blood. More rope straps him to the back of the chair. It coils around him from the chest down to the stomach. Murderer! You deserve to die a slow, painful death! Someone yells. That is what we have planned for him. I hope he knows his life is about to end. I hope he knows we are here because we want his blood, and we'll soon rip him apart for it. People talk loudly about the best way to kill him. They argue about how to make the execution as drawn out and painful as possible. They discuss which tools to use to crack his skull, to slice his throat. Someone says we should let him sit in the sun, shave his skin open little by little, and rub salt into the wounds. Someone else wants to strangle him barehanded. The discussion continues for a long time, but the people cannot agree on what to do.